when we pull back from this, and you have Biden 8 months ago saying we can't send Abrams tanks, that'll be World War III. Now he sent the Abrams tanks. They're now going into combat. What changed the power structure from 8 months ago where they said we can't send Abrams tanks to now they're sending heavier and heavier advanced weapons?
Well, these corrupt fossils in our uniparty fake government, these warmongers in the D.C. Beltway, have to figure out a way to enrich themselves to the military-industrial complex. Look, I mean, Alex, you're very well versed on how these wars go. I mean, look back all the way to the lies that got us into Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, and then, you know, Saddam Hussein ties to Al-Qaeda. Whoops, spoiler alert, all that turned out to be fake. There were no WMDs. Those ties to Al-Qaeda were all fake. So then it became about, you know, spreading democracy. The same thing happened with Obama's red line in Syria. The same thing happened to get us involved in Libya. We had Benghazi, lies after lies to just cover this up. And now you mentioned the pedophilia cabal. They've got a lot of bodies to hide in Ukraine. And those people, if you go to the Donbass right now, what do you see there? You see mass graves. This happened under Zelensky's leadership. Who is Zelensky? I mean, the guy that wears high heels and leather, closely tied to the very same people who are right at the epicenter of the elites right here. $40 million mansions in Miami. This is an actor. This is all theatrics to distract away what's actually happening right now, which is that your government has been hijacked via Marxist coup d'etat by some illegitimate force that is controlling what you're seeing happen in the White House right now. There's a reason why they do all their broadcasts from a fake movie set. Nobody has any idea what the power structure is right now or who's actually pulling the strings.
Well, you're right. Let's talk about that when we come back with Stu Peters here on this Monday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Because the globalists really are at war with humanity.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just happened.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Popular talk show host Stu Peters is our guest for the hour, StuPeters.com. It needs no introduction. Topics we're getting into is development of the bioweapon, how our own government has used COVID, food plant fires, train derailments, open war on American cities. We live in an empire of lies. Stu Peters, great to have you. You know, when I saw the first topic you wanted to get into, I thought of all the hype of the Marburg virus by the UN saying 90% of those that get infected die. Imagine the hysteria we saw with something as dangerous as the flu with COVID was something that actually kills 90% of people. I think that's an exaggeration, but that's what they're saying. I think it's pretty clear COVID was a beta test. They're getting ready for something new. Stu, great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Alex. There's no doubt that 100% of what you just articulated is true. I mean, we have an empire of lies, a fake government, a corporate government crime syndicate that has openly declared biowarfare on its own citizens. And one of the most alarming things is, you know, by omission, the criminal press has completely led people to their own slaughter. And this is like world governments are all in lockstep together working to accomplish this. Remember the lies that we were told about COVID-19. We were told lies about spreading an infection. We were told lies about masking. We were told lies about safe and effective vaccines. We were told lies about the pandemic of the unvaccinated. We were told lies about, you know, hospitals caring for patients, how we couldn't be around grandma and grandpa in the nursing homes. We couldn't be next to our loved ones in the hospitals who walked in under their own horsepower, who were otherwise perfectly healthy people, and reported the sniffles or a cough before anybody knew what this COVID-19 thing was all about. We were led to our own slaughter as they were given this deadly remdesivir protocol, this venomous product that goes through your veins and courses through, causing renal failure. It failed an African Ebola trial. Tony Fauci knew that. He was responsible for getting it into the Ebola trial. The NIH dictated this one single treatment to every hospital facility here and then threatened doctors that if they didn't use this protocol, well, guess what? They were going to lose their licenses. So they coerced the doctors. They coerced everybody in big corporate America, all of the globalist conglomerates. The NFL is a great example. You know, they report what, nearly 100% of the players and personnel for these teams are injected with this bioweapon. And then, boom, all of a sudden, as, you know, programs like yours and ours start to dig into this, we have people coming forward with patents and showing when all of this was actually developed. This is, they tell you right here, this is a pegylated lipid nanoparticle. This weapon of biowarfare, according to their patents, and this isn't just some arbitrary patent, this is a patent that was used across every single COVID injection vaccine that they told you was safe and effective. This instructs your body to produce billions of spike proteins, billions of venomous peptides that course through your veins and cause all kinds of autoimmune deficiencies and antibody dependent enhancement and Guillain-Barré and myocarditis. Every single one of these symptoms is listed as the effect, as the adverse event or side effect, we believe intended consequences of a bioweapon that they unleashed on the world. And nobody's talking about it. Not one person's talking about it. Similar to the same way it took 10 days for the criminal press to talk about how this government Chernobyl'd a city in Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio. I mean, this is accountability. We have to move to the accountability phase right now, I believe. And the first people that we should focus on are the press, who have led people directly to their deaths.
Well, as Trump says, the mainstream media is the enemy of the people. They're totally discredited. All the polls show they have less than a 10% approval rating, but they're a zombie organization. They're funded by the big banks. They don't stop. Pulling back to the million foot view here with the open borders and the fentanyl and the pedophilia and the world government being announced, and Elon Musk decrying it, and the war in Russia spiraling out of control, and just all of this together, how would you describe the world today, and how would you describe how it's going for the New World Order, for Team Demon versus Team Freedom? If this was a football game at halftime, what's going on?
Well, we're getting crushed. And the reason why we're getting crushed is because of the lack of unification. There's factions inside of, you know, every single quote movement, the health freedom movement, you know, the Republican Party. There's factions inside of specific factions like MAGA. You know, there's the gay MAGA versus the straight MAGA, and there's Catholics versus Protestants and Jews. And I mean, like, this is an attempt to divide everybody, and they're doing it successfully. This is Agenda 2030. We're watching it happen right in front of us. This is one world government, world domination. Consider testimony that was given by a former secret agent of an operation called Men in Black, who said, look, gave testimony saying, there's going to be an alien invasion. And in this alien invasion, people across the globe are going to see, you know, hundreds or thousands of alien ships in the sky. These are going to be holograms, and that the attack, in fact, won't come from these holograms, but will come from actual warplanes of governments around the world, including the United States of America, which then forces a one world government that nobody will resist. Everybody will be dependent on this one world government in order to save us, to take care of us. This is the man riding in on the white horse to save us type thing. Everybody's waiting. They've chilled patriotism. They've completely stomped over the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Geneva War Conventions. You talked about Ukraine and Russia, for example. We're coming up this Friday on the 1 year anniversary of the alleged, you know, warmongering boogeyman Vladimir Putin just violently deciding he was going to wake up one day and be a war criminal and go invade some innocent country. What's really happening in Ukraine? Well, Victoria Nuland tells us directly, right in front of Marco Rubio, who was asking her a question and almost had to go shut her up because she was going to tell us all everything. Dozens of bioweapons laboratories being hidden in Ukraine. This is the same government that paid millions, maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes to Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family through a false and fraudulent energy company called Burisma.
Now Biden, that's what I wanted to ask you next. Now Biden's over there. When we pull back from this, and you have Biden 8 months ago saying we can't send Abrams tanks, that'll be World War III. Now he sent the Abrams tanks. They're now going into combat. What changed the power structure from 8 months ago where they said we can't send Abrams tanks to now they're sending heavier and heavier advanced weapons?
Well, these corrupt fossils in our uniparty fake government, these warmongers in the D.C. Beltway, have to figure out a way to enrich themselves to the military-industrial complex. Look, I mean, Alex, you're very well versed in how these wars go. I mean, look back all the way to the lies that got us into Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, and then, you know, Saddam Hussein ties to Al-Qaeda. Whoops, spoiler alert, all that turned out to be fake. There were no WMDs. Those ties to Al-Qaeda were all fake. So then it became about, you know, spreading democracy. The same thing happened with Obama's red line in Syria. The same thing happened to get us involved in Libya. We had Benghazi, lies after lies to just cover this up. And now you mentioned the pedophilia cabal. They've got a lot of bodies to hide in Ukraine. And those people, if you go to the Donbass right now, what do you see there? You see mass graves. This happened under Zelensky's leadership. Who is Zelensky? I mean, the guy that wears high heels and leather, closely tied to the very same people who are right at the epicenter of the elites right here. $40 million mansions in Miami. This is an actor. This is all theatrics to distract away what's actually happening right now, which is that your government has been hijacked via Marxist coup d'etat by some illegitimate force that is controlling what you're seeing happen in the White House right now. There's a reason why they do all their broadcasts from a fake movie set. Nobody has any idea what the power structure is right now or who's actually pulling the strings.
Well, you're right. Let's talk about that when we come back with Stu Peters here on this Monday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Because the globalists really are at war with humanity. They're at war with the Russians. They're at war with the Americans. They're at war with productivity, with prosperity, with common sense, with logic. What is the end game? How do we stop it? How do we defeat it? And we'll look at the attacks on the infrastructure and so much more with Stu Peters of StuPeters.com and on Twitter at RealStuPeters. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the only way this transmission gets out is you share the links from band.video and infowars.com/show and conspiracyfact.info is a link that's not been censored yet. Conspiracyfact.info. We'll be right back. The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
You know, I've reached a surreal moment here as a father and as somebody that loves my family. That means I love everybody else because we all live on this planet together. Where I'm just beyond angry at these people. You have Joe Biden saying if we send heavy battle tanks, it'll be World War III, because it escalates into that, and then now he's doing it. And they just sit back and laugh, and they have Vogue photo shoots with Zelensky, and he dances around like a woman in high heels wearing leather. And it's all just a sick end of days feeling. But then I get hope. I don't trust him much, but Elon Musk addresses the World Government Summit and says, your world government will collapse civilization. Here's Biden with the tank comment. I know it's a month old, but it's important.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III, okay?
And now, Stu Peters, as you know, the new defense minister over in Ukraine today said, we'll invade Russia and capture Moscow and put our tanks in Red Square. Why would they make such insane, provocative statements? Why a few months ago would Zelensky fire missiles, it looks like on purpose, into Poland and instantly call for nuclear war? What is going on with these people, Stu Peters, in your view?
They're desperate to bury bodies. They have to, absolutely have to seal the deal with World War III in order to have enough chaos all over to affect the 2030 agenda. Whether they have to fake it with fake Chinese spy balloons that embarrassingly fly over our country, while meanwhile, an article from just 3 years ago says, hey, the United States government, the military apparatus is going to be testing spy balloons, and we're going to be launching them from South Dakota over the Midwest and making their final into Illinois. As you look around at what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, why is it that we're supposed to believe that Vladimir Putin, just by sheer numbers, let's just talk about straight facts here without injecting any feelings or subjection at all whatsoever. Vladimir Putin has access to about 1 million troops active duty. He's got another 2.04 million in reserves. He's got a Navy. He's got an Air Force. Ostensibly, he has intercontinental ballistic warheads. He could take care of Ukraine if he really wanted to conquer them in a mission that lasts approximately 20 minutes. I mean, why not just drop one big bomb over the top of Ukraine and just turn it into glass and just obliterate everything? Why is it taking so long? Why is he strategically targeting, you know, specific sites? Why does he have high value targets versus low? Why did Vladimir Putin send in trains to try to get people out of there as a humanitarian effort? Why don't people know the real history of Ukraine or how it started? 400 years ago, Ukraine wasn't a country at all. It was settled by Russians who would rather just be Russia most of the time. And it turns out that the same lies about Afghanistan, about our government and how disgustingly corrupt it was. Well, guess what? The people of Afghanistan, it turns out, would rather have the Taliban than anything that we did, turning our heads while warlords rape little boys, teaching Pashtun tribesmen the importance of transgenderism. These people are freaks. You just showed this Volodymyr Zelensky fake actor model, you know, dancing around in leather. He was playing the piano with his penis. I mean, these are disgusting, demonic, depraved, sick individuals who want to run the world and have everybody else be a subservient class. So, of course, when anybody starts to adopt more pro-Russia policies, what happens? Well, what happened in 2014? Our CIA effected a violent coup d'etat for an administration that both sides in Ukraine suggest and admit that the vote was fair. It was a democratically elected administration. When that administration started to develop more pro-Russia policies, which, by the way, a pro-Russia policy is being a nationalist, right? He is a Russian nationalist. He puts his country first. I mean, what an idea is that? How refreshing would that be? He's an Orthodox Christian who's built 40,000 churches in his time there. And these are not disgusting abominations. These are beautiful cathedrals and places of worship ensconced in gold. He kicked out the central criminal banking cabal. He wanted energy independence, all the things that take care of Russians, and 50% of the Ukrainians didn't want to be there in Ukraine. So our CIA effected a violent coup. They used the BLM-style popular uprising tactic. Then they paid off our press to convince the rest of the world that that's what this was, when in fact, all they were doing in 2014 was practicing the same tactics that they would later use here in 2020. We had George Floyd, a career criminal, home-invading thug, die right down the street from me here in Minneapolis of a fentanyl overdose. He died just like you would expect any career criminal, home invading thug to die, early and with a contact with law enforcement. They lock those guys up. They blast out how it was a racist attack and a murder. They lock people up forever.
Sure. Black Lives Matter is their color revolution here. And Brzezinski and all of them called for it before he died about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And on top of that, we have people like George Soros going on CNN over Fareed Zakaria 5-6 years ago, admitting that they'd overthrown Ukraine and were already in a proxy war with Russia.
These people have been caught telling so many lies. These lies have directly led to the deaths of millions and millions of Americans. They have caused infertility and sterility. They have caused a died suddenly pandemic, the number one phrase being used in obituaries worldwide. This is 100% the biggest kill off that we have ever seen, and they have to complete it. So we need to demand right now Nuremberg 2.0. These people need to be held accountable, and there is a precedent for this. It's not hyperbolic in nature. Don't let anybody gaslight you into believing that you're somehow a violent extremist when you suggest that we should be upholding the rule of law. Military tribunals, that doesn't work because our military is depleted and full of transgender freak shows and just compliant sheep who would take the death jab themselves, and we've got nobody left. Guess what? There are 340 million Americans in this country. There's a precedent for how we handle these war criminals and people who have been leading people to their deaths prematurely for decades now. The evidence is here. We have the bioweapon. We have this Ukrainian debacle that's happening here. These are—
No, you just said it. We are now in World War III. The globalists are launching it against all of humanity, and they plan on only making it intensify. What do you think the next big shoe to drops are?
I mean, I think that we need to hold these people accountable. The next big shoe to drops are going to be more of the Marburg pandemics that you just talked about. They're going to have to continue the plan that they have found a successful formula in using. Pandemics, locking people down, depopulating the planet, scaring the hell out of everybody to push them towards the big pharma injections that are bioweapons as per the contract with the DOD, who ordered these things up and then launched warfare. And I'm going to tell you something that you should really be careful about. So many people, including attorneys and law enforcement individuals, are out here telling you that our failure of Congress, you know, gave immunity to Big Pharma. That is a farce. They do not have legal immunity. There is not one law in the entire state of anywhere in this country, not one state in this entire country has a law that enables anyone or any business to deploy a weapon of biowarfare or a weapon of mass destruction against innocents. These people need to be held accountable. Nuremberg too, that's what we need to call for. We need to call for trials. We need to call for indictments. These people should be perp walked and marched out.
I totally agree. I mean, what about the FBI? What about the Justice Department? What about the CIA? Most of those people are compartmentalized. Can't they see this is a bio attack? Can't they see they got, you know, their so-called liability protection before they launched it that doesn't protect them from a crime against humanity like this? I mean, they really did it. It's not coming. It's here.
The CIA is the one who instructed the Wuhan lab to do exactly what it is that they did. They instructed all of this. They're running cover for all of this. The FBI is jailing patriots and hunting down grandmas and grandpas who prayed on the Capitol steps on January 6th, rather than investigating the real black crime epidemic here in this country and the criminals that are unleashing a weapon of biowarfare against us, our people, our children. They have killed an entire generation. They need to be held accountable. They need to be marched out by the U.S. Marshals, indicted, tried, and if found guilty, they need to be fried.
By the way, stay right there, because we use the Nazi historical parallel. We're finally 2 years before the end of World War II. The Nazis started trying to get rid of Hitler, but it was too late. How do we stop World War III? With Stu Peters straight ahead. Stay with us. We're showing footage of the Nuremberg trials in 1946 in Europe, of the Nazis that survived. Most of them got hung, the top ones, but their top engineers and scientists were brought over here to be servants of the New World Order system. Syndicated talk show host and a smart guy, Stu Peters, is here with us, and he's been fearless fighting this and exposing it and just cutting to the chase. It's like if you lived in the Soviet Union or you lived under Fidel Castro or Kim Jong-un in their early days, would you try to stop them? What would you do to stop them? I look at all the fools that go along with political correctness in the modern system when it's destroying all of us right in front of our faces. And they're openly having MI6 come out and say they want to ban Shakespeare and George Orwell. I mean, I read that in the first hour. That's mainstream news with a straight face rewriting the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I mean, these people want mind control over everybody. They are degenerate. They are pedophiles. And you say, well, why are they so bad? Look at history. We go through cycles where really bad people get control, and then even worse people get control, and then worse get control. That's the cycle of corruption till they finally run it in the ground and civilization collapses. And just last week, Stu, I'm sure you saw it, Elon Musk beams into the World Government Summit and says, hey, I want firewalls or bulkheads in a ship so that if one chamber floods, the whole thing doesn't sink. If one civilization goes down, they don't all go down. That's one of the biggest arguments against a one world government, obviously. Not to mention those running this attempted world government are so psychotic and so anti-human, like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. So I don't see how it's a no-brainer for everybody worldwide to unite against the New World Order. And the good news is I'm starting to see some real traction. I've known Joe Rogan 25 years, good friend of mine. We talk almost every day. He knows all the stuff I knew. He's smart as I am, or smarter. He's finally saying, New World Order, Klaus Schwab, they're taking over. They're going to make you eat bugs, biometrics, four shots. He did that right after Musk came out last week. So I'm seeing that courage is contagious, and CNN's not mainstream media. Almost no one watches it, 100,000 viewers on average. But people like Joe Rogan are the mainstream. The mainstream's what's most popular. And the fact that the mainstream, Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, sound like Stu Peters, sound like Alex Jones. Carlson, you know, says I woke him up 10 years ago. He's on board. But we've got to then push that to the masses and then develop a plan to stop this. Was it heartening for you to see what Musk said? And what's your real take on Musk?
We only have an hour together. So I will just say, look, I mean, I think everybody really needs to use discernment when it comes to anybody talking about anything. Look at their fruit, see who they really are. I mean, Elon Musk apparently is doing some decent things over at Twitter. I'm allowed back on there at Real Stu Peters, which is great because I'm really getting under the feathers of some people who deserve it over on that platform. But I mean, this is also the guy from Neuralink that wants to put chips in your brain and control your mind and your memory and your dreams and your thoughts and your behavior. So I don't really know how free speech Elon Musk is, and I'm really kind of taking my time and making a real judgment about that. But you asked something interesting before the break, was how do we stop World War III? How do we stop the New World Order? Yeah, you know, you see Joe Rogan following your lead, following my lead, talking about accountability now, because people are finally starting to wake up to the fact that, hey, my media is all owned by the same people. Why is the Fox News Channel owned predominantly by BlackRock and funded by Vanguard and Big Pharma? 75% of the budget from Pfizer or from Fox is obtained by Pfizer, the people who, you know, developed and helped to unleash the bioweapon on humanity. And so it's not going to stop. They're not going to stop until they are stopped. And so when you asked about what do we do to stop them? Well, certainly waiting for a man to ride in on a white horse in a fake government corporate crime syndicate is not going to work. We see that they rig elections and they steal elections. Voting, by all intents and purposes, is 100% fake at the federal level. States have to start ignoring the federal government. State executives like, you know, Florida's Ron DeSantis actually have to mean what they say and then take steps to do it. To the extent that Ron DeSantis is useful in any way is only to the extent that he will seize the bioweapon and then have his attorneys general, law enforcement agencies direct them to go arrest the people who are responsible for deploying the bioweapon on Floridians. Nobody's doing that. And so it's going to take us here, Americans, and like you said, citizens around the world to recognize this is what's happening and then to hold these people accountable. Anybody that you see in our government, whether it's Marjorie Taylor Greene or Kevin McCarthy advocating for sending money or supporting any war efforts in Ukraine against Russia, against China to defend a Taiwan invasion, none of these countries, Taiwan nor Ukraine, have anything to do with our prosperity, our individual liberty, our freedom, our sovereignty here in this country. We should immediately have an immigration moratorium. We should deport every single illegal alien that our law enforcement runs across, effective immediately. Sorry, no exceptions. Get out. We are at war right now, and then we need to haul these people in, including those politicians, those fake leaders that I just mentioned, who are all blackmailed and have inflation of bribery with Epstein's client list and pictures of them, you know, having pedophilic, you know, depraved behavior with children. All these people need to be hauled before Nuremberg as well. And that includes any representative of our government that advocates for more money or more weaponry that's going to lead us directly into
war. And that really is the problem. And they need to hear from us. Take Senator Johnson, great guy on vaccines, great guy on the border, but then he's a total warmonger.
Yeah, I don't really know if he's great on the vaccines, the fake vaccine poison bioweapon either, because, you know, this was kind of a monkey show where he had this self-proclaimed inventor of the mRNA technology there basically dictating the meeting and telling him what to say. Look, all of these people, every single person that goes before a camera, any congressional hearing that you see on television, you have to assume is part of the empire of lies, and it's 100% scripted and fake. This is pro wrestling. This is the rigged NFL that we're watching here. It's all theatrics. It's all theater. It's meant to lead you right down to the level of bare bones subservience. They are following Agenda 2030. These people, they've said it to you. Exactly. Bill Gates stood before the whole country, before the whole world, and said, how do we take care of this? I saw the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones earlier. 500 million people should inhabit Earth. That's it. The guy that's standing in front of you saying we have an overpopulation problem is also the guy who's the most heavily invested into this vaccine and pandemics. Why is Bill Gates a health expert? What is he doing involved with the
medical community? Really the head of Planned Parenthood, which is the planned extermination operation. It's the eugenics board, not just for killing babies. But what I'm saying to you is, I agree with you. We've got to be hardcore because the enemy's hardcore. But do you not see it as, I said, how are we doing earlier? You said we're getting our asses kicked. But, I mean, when the biggest, and Rogan has like 15, 20 million viewers a day, when he's finally feels safe to go public, that shows that the scales are tipping our way, and it's very, very positive. And so overall, I agree with you, we're in deep trouble, but at least I'm starting to see some signs of traction. And I want to supercharge that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And look, I don't want to black pill anybody. I'm just trying to accurately depict where we are. And yes, when you see that information is starting to come out, when you see that more people are becoming Matrix red pilled, you know, that was a documentary, not a movie. Obviously, we need to continue to put the pedal all the way to the floor. This is the time that we really need to step on the gas. We can't play politics. We can't play politically correct with a group of criminals that's trying to kill us. So, yeah, to the extent that Joe Rogan is reaching ostensibly millions of people a day or hundreds of millions, whatever they claim to be reaching. That's fantastic. Now, what are we going to do with the information? What are we going to do? The good news is, and you want to talk about good news? I'll give you some good news. The good news is that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and our Declaration of Independence that were written by our forefathers tell us exactly what to do when tyrants arrive. And the tyrants are here. They tell us that in any time that there is an oppressive government that violates or oppresses your inherent God-given inalienable rights, that you are to abolish or tear down that form of government and replace it with something that is representative of the people. Short of doing that, I don't know how anybody expects to continue on the trajectory that we're on right now and actually save a country, much less save humanity. There are billions of people, 8 billion people on this planet. I've heard that 5.5 to 7 billion doses of this have gone out to individuals around the world. This is the biggest kill off. This is a genocidal level mass killing. And there's a lot of work to be done to get these people to the doorstep of accountability and dragged before a Nuremberg tribunal and appropriately punished and sentenced.
I totally agree with you, and we've come a long way in that they intended to still have all this rolling out, but despite all the censorship and control, talk shows like yours and many others help push it over the edge, and so we're seeing some major victory. Let's come back in the final segment with Stu Peters and cover the waterfront. So many great issues, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be discussing with him straight ahead. Real Stu Peters on Twitter. And again, I don't think the jury's out on Elon Musk. I'll tell you what I really think about him when we come back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
The good news is the Real Red Pill Plus, after over 2 years being sold out because the key ingredients were not available with supply chain breakdowns, is finally back in stock in the last month. The bad news is we need a limited run of it, and it's almost sold out. So we're in late January when I'm cutting this. Only 7 days left to get the Real Red Pill Plus with all the key ingredients like pregnenolone and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Whether you're old or young, black or white, it doesn't matter. You need to experience Real Red Pill Plus. It's proprietary. It's amazing. I learned about it from a research scientist and a medical doctor who had a similar formula 5 years ago. We simply made it stronger, and we have great reviews from listeners. Get the Real Red Pill Plus for a limited time. It's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. You need to try the Real Red Pill Plus right now. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. Real Red Pill Plus, now available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for only a few more days.
All right, final segment with Stu Peters. I'm going to take your phone calls and cover other breaking news in the next hour, but this is a real war. You have to understand that any talk show hosts that are really fighting the globalists, they're going to come after them. Look at James O'Keefe. Look at how the board fired him right after the Pfizer coup he had that devastated them and got their head of mRNA admitting it's all a fraud. They make the viruses. They release the viruses, they erase your immune system to keep you sick. And I know as a normal person, you're listening thinking, that's so evil, that's impossible. No, look at history. There are times when this happens. And so I see this as a very healthy point we're at, where more and more people are getting it. And I don't say this again to brag. I say it because the average person is blessed. You're not prominent. You have your privacy with the public. You go out, you don't know how popular liberty is. But I can tell you, I go all over the country and all over the world, and before I'd walk down the street 20 years ago and maybe one out of 100 people would shake my hand. And then 10 years ago, it was, you know, one out of 10 would be a listener. And every once in a while, I'd run into an enemy. And then with Trump, you know, I'd walk down the street and I'd shake 20 hands before somebody said, F you, I want to kill you, Russian agent. Now, all I get's love, knock on wood. I mean, it is very rare to be screamed at. Have coffee thrown on me, tea thrown on me. It happened all the time. A lot of footage of that you've seen. And all I'm getting is basically love now, even from former leftists. So it's got to be the election fraud, which we know there's massive evidence of, that's allowing them to stay in. So you say, well, how do they save themselves when their debt bubble's coming to an end, when the pedophilia is coming out? Well, they start a war. They release a new virus. I think that's what Stu Peters is saying. We need a real sense of extreme urgency right now to be reaching as many people as we can and not go, oh, we've kind of backed them off on the lockdowns and shots. No, we haven't. They're coming back with it. And the UN is convening emergency meetings saying there's a virus that kills 90% of humans, Marburg, out there. Now, whether that's hype or not, folks, this is what they want. This is the control they want, and that's where we're at. So, Stu, in the eight minutes or so we have left, my friend, you've got a lot of information. I want to give you the floor and hit any other key topics you want to cover.
I mean, you just mentioned the UN and more pandemics. Who do you think it is that's going to enforce that? And then along with that, of course, you're going to have people that, you know, claim to be fighting back against, you know, the mandates and the lockdowns and the tyranny. And you're right. We can't do that again. We cannot give these people an inch. There will be no more lockdowns. There will be no more shots. The people that are responsible for that need to be held accountable and brought to justice. The UN will be enforcing that. What's left of our military will be enforcing that. You don't think that there's a military here right now under the control of this illegitimate pedophile in the White House and this fake regime right now that would use a military against its own people to actually fire on its own people, to go door to door and confiscate firearms? They're already telling the McCloskeys, you saw it in the wake of the George Floyd riots, you can't even stand on your front step and defend your own life and liberty and property. You can't do that. You're going to be prosecuted and charged and lose your guns and thrown in jail. Look, the puppeteers that are controlling Biden and China and all of these other people are waging total war on America right now. I mean, what are they doing? They're using computers and cyber warfare. They're smuggling illegal immigrants. They're manipulating stock markets. They're influencing the American media to use weapons of mass destruction against us, to light trains on fire filled with vinyl chloride that will then go into the Ohio River, responsible for delivering water to 5 million people. By the way, the largest tributary to the Mississippi River, which delivers water to an unknown amount of people. I mean, ostensibly 10, 20, 30, 40 million people along the southern part of the Mississippi River. This is all to destroy America.
And I know you've seen the footage of the train in Ohio going a half mile an hour. The tracks are so crooked. When the Chinese and Russians and everybody has, and the Europe has speed trains that go 300 miles an hour cruising speed, can go 400. And then we've got footage of all the dead dove hanging by their feet off the power lines, falling off dead miles from the site as they tell you it's all safe. I mean, they are at war with the American people. Remember, Biden wouldn't even go to Ohio and block federal funding. I mean, these people are outrageously at war with us.
Wouldn't even go to Ohio, but where did he make his surprise trip to write a note to this war criminal, Zelensky, who's running a literal Nazi Azov battalion, committing war crimes, shooting people trying to flee in the back. He's got soldiers over there videotaping themselves, actually cannibalizing, eating opposition soldiers. And you're right, they intentionally lit this thing on fire. This is warfare. They're using asymmetrical, multidimensional attacks on almost every aspect of our social lives, of our economic lives, of our political lives. And you got to be on the lookout for, you know, limited hangouts. Unrestricted warfare. That's what we need to call this. Unrestricted warfare. And it's upon us right now. That means there's no longer a distinction between what is a battlefield and what is not a battlefield. Really, virtually nothing is safe that we see in our structure right now, other than going full core with a speed of urgency, like you just said. We need to move to citizens' grand juries. We need to move to a lawman who says, look, I'm going to take this evidence. I'm going to investigate this crime. Congressional inquiries, congressional investigations, it's all BS. When is the last time any of your viewing audience has had a difference made in their lives by a Jim Jordan inquiry or, you know, a Marjorie Taylor Greene impeachment proceeding?
Well, let me ask you, though, what do you think of the Louisiana and Missouri attorney generals? They're going after Big Pharma. They're calling it criminal. They're having depositions.
If Louisiana and Missouri attorneys general are actually willing to arrest the people that are responsible, then absolutely. That's what we need to focus on. Laser focus. The real method of action here has to be handcuffs, arrests, perp walk, stand trial, become convicted, and then have sentences.
And if that just happened, this whole thing would fall like a house of cards, but the globalists keep doubling down, getting away with more and more. What's left but World War III and new bio releases?
How is the mainstream media, how are people like the Fox News Channel, how are these people, who, by the way, the Fox News Channel led my own father, despite my fight. You said this is war for people like us. And you're absolutely right. I've been watching what you're going through. We've been reporting on it on the Stu Peters Show. It's horrific. These people convinced my dad, who, by the way, knows what his son does for a living, to go and get not only one injection, but two and three. And then Trump said that they were safe and effective and encouraged people to go get their boosters, said, I got mine, told O'Reilly that. How are these people still able to sit on the television and talk about a safe and effective vaccine when this one shot in this short period of time is responsible for killing three times as many people as every previous vaccine ever rolled out combined? How can they do it? How can they get away with it? These people are at war with us on absolutely every single front.
I totally agree. What do you make of James O'Keefe? I mean, I say Veritas is dead. This is so transparent that the FBI is threatening to indict members of Project Veritas if they didn't do this. This is disgusting.
Yeah. You know, James O'Keefe is Project Veritas. And I will just say that, you know, James O'Keefe, the work that he has done over the years, the things that he has exposed, we'll salute him if this is the last time that we ever see him, everybody predicted that this was going to happen to anybody who brings information like what was exposed by Project Veritas. I mean, anybody knows that if you bring information like this that impacts the plan of Agenda 2030 or a one world government, they're going to come after you as hard as they can.
Oh, when I saw that footage he released 3 weeks ago, I said, they're coming after him. I said, that's it. I mean, that Pfizer footage is just incredible.
Yeah, the amount of corruption that has yet to be exposed is unthinkable. But we have enough because of the reporting of James O'Keefe, because of the reporting of, you know, Alex Jones and InfoWars over the years, because of the reporting of the Stu Peters Network and platform and our show. We have exposed enough to take action. And these people, these so-called elected representatives in this fake constitutional republic where there's some sort of an illusion of a freedom or individual liberty or even that your vote counts, every single one of them knows. Every one of them has the same information that you do. Don't let them say that they don't know. Don't let them gaslight you into believing that they're going to launch an investigation. The evidence is there. It's in black and white. It's written on their own patents. This is a weapon of biowarfare. It was manufactured and deployed against you. It has killed an unprecedented number of kids, both in the womb and out. More people are dying suddenly and dropping dead.
And it's all a test to see if they can get away with it. Tell us about the Died Suddenly film.
Got to go see it. Died Suddenly. You can find it at the top of StuPeters.com. There's going to be a Died Suddenly 2 coming out because more and more and more of this continues to happen. And as long as it's happening, it's our job to continue to
absolutely
expose it.
Stu Peters, thank you so much. It's great to have you on the show. And I look forward to having you back again soon.
I hope you will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. There goes Stu Peters. Wow. We got callers that are still holding. In fact, I'll be able to take more calls than just Mike, Candace, Paul, Ralph, and Tawana. I'm going to come right to your calls when we come back. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I'm going to host the fourth hour here today. A lot of news and information coming up. But yeah, that was the black pill there. But the black pill will give us the red pill that will give us the white pill, ladies and gentlemen. We can do it, but we got to face just how much trouble we're in. Please remember, we need funds to operate. We got great products you already need. Just make the decision to support the show and see how great our Ultimate Bone Broth is back in stock, or how great our prebiotic is, or how great Turbo Force or Brain Force our nootropics are, or some of the other amazing products like Supermel Vitality, all at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number four, straight ahead. Let's talk about things. You're a sponsor of the show. You support us. It's not the main reason I had you on today, but usually you're hard to even get to plug the products when you're on. But you've got so many great Made in America products. And if people go to your sites and use promo code Alex, they get even bigger discounts. But tell folks about this new pillow you've got.
Yeah, this is a big announcement. When I invented my pillow, that was in 2004. It took a year to invent. Nothing ever changed. It was the best patented fill, the best member sleep is about height and staying there and temperature. Well, now, I found out about a year and a half ago about temperature regulating thread that's made here in the U.S. So I had this fabric made. And I said, you know, let's make an exclusive MyPillow fabric and see if it works with the great patented fill. I've slept on it now for 2 months. This stuff is cool to the touch. You're not going to be flipping that pillow to the cool side. It is the best pillow in history, just got even better. And we're doing the buy one, get one free. We just actually got these into production last week, and the commercial for it, it was one of our big movie commercials we made where the one in the mirror, that comes out in about 10 days. So you're getting them here, one of the first ones to get them in the country. And trust me, it brings sleep to a whole new level. They're absolutely the best pillow
ever.
Well,
you have great products, hundreds of great products, but more importantly, you're using the money to fight the New World Order fearlessly. That's why everybody should shop for their sheets and their pillows and their beds and their dog beds and their slippers and everything at MyPillow.com. You've got the great bathrobes, everything. And just use promo code to get the big discount, promo code ALEX, and that keeps this show on air as well.